RD team contributes to research. Techno-economic analysis of woody biomass in Ecuador. RD is not only a leading-edge environmental technology company focused on biochar and pyrolysis reactors, our team members also contribute to bioprocess economics and technical feasibility research. Two of our RD colleagues have published a paper studying the feasibility of uses for residual biomass, specifically for the Ecuadorian market, and for one possible industrial chemical product from unused biomass. Acetic acid. Diego Guevara Fernandez and Juan Praño Aviles published in 2021, Techno-economic analysis of the production of acetic acid via thermochemical processing of residual woody biomass in Ecuador. The paper, first published on the 13th of October 2021, can be found in the scientific journal Biofuels, Bioproducts, and Biorefining. Link to the article will be found on the page for this blog on RD's website. First, let's introduce RD team members and authors of this paper and researchers Diego Guevara Fernandez, who obtained his mechanical engineering degree from Universidad San Francisco de Quito in Ecuador in 2019. He is currently working in Advanced Renewable Technologies International, RD, developing techno-economic analysis for biochar production, carbon sequestration, and soil amendment applications. Juan Praño Aviles is a mechanical engineering professor and researcher at Universidad San Francisco de Quito in Ecuador as well. He holds a PhD in mechanical engineering degree from Iowa State University. His research interests include biomass transformation into fuels and chemicals, simulations of engineering processes using CFD and biochar applications. Ecuador imports the majority of its industrial chemicals. Ecuador's 19 million tons a year of waste biomass is underutilized, thus biochemical and thermochemical methods could be used to create profitable and more environmentally friendly chemicals. Diego Guevara and Juan Praño, through their work, sought to examine the imbalance between Ecuador's over-reliance on imports for the chemical industry and the underuse of waste biomass. For one thing, reliance on imports leads to higher prices. When it comes to bioprocesses, especially ones that may involve investments in capital and process changes, a techno-economic analysis, or TEA, must be conducted. This assessment will help gauge if the solution process proposed is economically viable in relation to its technological feasibility and is sustainable. TEAs are typically completed by using software which can, through taking into account current understanding, compare scenarios, various inputs and outputs, and other factors to generate useful diagrams and figures. For this study, Diego and Juan used a chemical process simulator program called Aspen HYSYS. Diego and Juan's paper looks at acetic acid as a product from the residue biomass, which in Ecuador is primarily wood agriculture materials. Acetic acid is probably best known as the main component of vinegar. It is an essential industrial chemical that is used in wood glue, synthetic fibers, and as a food additive, to name just a few. Acetic acid was chosen as it is a high-volume import item into Ecuador, and it can be produced in high volumes through thermochemical and biochemical processes. These are processes which are conducive to residual biomass conversion. The goal of this research was to find the most compelling and viable approach to obtain acetic acid, as this is a potentially profitable product that can be made from an unused resource found in Ecuador, i.e. unneeded wood residue. RD researchers took into account both biochemical and thermochemical routes, as well as yields and industrial feasibility. One thermochemical processing approach, highlighted as promising by the authors, converts biomass into syngas, then to methanol, and finally to acetic acid. Economic considerations such as supply, demand, and pricing were also taken into consideration. The researchers noted that the type and availability of biomass feedstock affected the outcomes, a dynamic often encountered in the fields of biomass repurposing. A study of this nature requires the input of numerous factors. The proposed scale of the operation, or operations when comparing scenarios, conditions at the proposed facility, i.e. operating temperatures, presence of microorganisms, and so on. For example, the author's work also looked at the geographic availability of the biomass. It is important to examine locations as they point to where it would be feasible to set up a processing facility. It is also beneficial to look at location when resource management considerations are taken into account. Diego and Juan found that three Ecuadorian provinces, Guayas, El Oro and Los Rios represented the highest in biomass and waste production. It is also essential to have a look at the sectors that are producing the biomass. When it came to the biomass residues relevant to this study, agriculture was the top producer, with forestry as a close second. The authors found that the most feasible method of processing the feedstock was the integration of a biomass gasifier with methanol and acetic acid. When comparing the various scenarios, a higher capacity plant would be the most viable, meaning a plant operating 24 hours, 7 days a week, generating the most volume to allow the product to compete on the local market at the lowest price for the product with similar qualities. Unfortunately, the initial results from building a mock plant in the Aspen HY-SYS software system showed a limited level of economic viability. This TEA study is one of Ecuador's first of its type. The study's findings should motivate researchers to look into the many possibilities for biomass use in Ecuador and in comparable environments. More research is needed to follow this one, which will lay the foundations for diverse chemical products and biofuels processed from sustainable and otherwise unused resources by examining various thermochemical and biochemical technologies. These routes should be explored, paving the way for Ecuador's chemical sector to become more environmentally friendly.